Tell Lisa whatever's on your mind. 203-333-9422. The Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. It was a very big weekend for politics in Connecticut, both for the Democrats and Republicans. Joining us now is Michael Ray of Westport, who was one of the delegates to the Democratic State Convention. He is from Westport, Connecticut. Hello, Michael. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Lisa. How are you?
I'm well. So, Michael, first of all, tell us a little bit. Was this your first state convention?
Well, it was my first state convention as a Democrat. I've attended many conventions, as a Republican. So I was pleased to tell people at the convention that the reason I was there is that I switched parties before the last presidential election. And the two reasons I was at the Democrat State Convention was Trump and Lamont. And so, needless to say, it was in terms of attending conventions, the people are on both sides of the aisle are all well-intentioned and all believers and all have a good grasp of the issues and engaged. And I enjoyed that. I have to tell you, as attending conventions over the years, this one, despite the venue, we met at the Xfinity Theater, Lisa, and the whole back end of the theater was open to the elements. It was all open so that the wind and the gushing cold weather and everything else was at our back. We were sitting all the way towards the back of the theater.
It was very rainy on Saturday down here. Was it rainy up there, too? It was rainy.
It was rainy. It was freezing. Delegates were running out to their cars and getting coats and jackets and ponchos if they could find them.
Oh, my goodness.
Despite all the coldness and the venue itself, it was a warm convention.
Okay.
So there was about 2,000 delegates there.
Wow.
I really enjoyed meeting people from all around the state and sharing our thoughts and philosophies and quite frankly, to celebrate the whole concept of attending a convention and the workings of a democracy. You know, for your listeners, if they haven't already, there are a few things you want to do in life to really appreciate our country and appreciate the institutions. One is to serve on jury duty. The other is to volunteer for a local board and commission. And the other one is if you're lucky enough to be a delegate to a state convention. And you really get to see the true color of our country and the reason our institutions are so strong and why we're the greatest country in the world.
So, Michael Ray, of the 2,000 people there, did you run into any? Do you know if there were any people you ran into that were former Republicans that had also been delegates to a state convention, but now were state delegates to the other side?
Can't say I bumped into anyone like that. Never got around to that. I did run into a few people that I've met through being involved and that I knew, but no, I can't say I bumped into any former Republicans. So I guess.
What about Mark Boughton? You know. He's a very noted Republican who maybe he stayed a Republican for all I know. He's just the tax commissioner.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But as you know, he's with the Lamont administration serving the people of Connecticut. I have to tell you, it was a great experience. It was really interesting to get to know my delegation in Westport better, and some of the neighboring delegates that we were clustered with. We sat in congressional districts. The venue wasn't all that great, but it was really difficult. I hand it to the state party. With COVID on everyone's mind, they wanted to diffuse the COVID environment as much as possible, and so hence the open air concept. It's too bad the weather didn't help us any. And the rainy weather all weekend long sort of dampened some of the outdoor events that candidates were having to meet delegates. But despite that, there was a lot of interaction. There was a lot of conversation, a lot of excitement.
Well, so tell me a little bit about, so let's talk about this. So Governor Lamont easily gets, I mean, he's uncontested. He's the incumbent governor. Was there a lot of enthusiasm for him?
Yes. Yes, there was. And, you know, I think the governor has a compelling case. And the delegates were very warm and enthusiastic, and as well with the lieutenant governor, Susan Bicewicz.
Susan Bicewicz.
Lamont's speech was very animated. It was tough. The sound system wasn't all that great there. So, you know, we missed bits and pieces of it. But he was very animated and gave a compelling speech talking about how when he came into office, the state of Connecticut was in a deficit situation. It's now we've had 3 years of surplus and the tax cut. But even more importantly, and one of the reasons why I'm a big supporter of the governor, is that he led us through a pandemic, and there wasn't the hysteria and the panic that you saw play out across the country in some of these other states. He was a cool character, and he had a steady hand and good results. And, you know, that's what you're looking for in the final analysis when you get somebody, is that they're not going to overreact, and they're going to be a leader, and they're going to be effective. And Lamont was just that.
Let me hear. We're chatting with Michael Ray, Westport delegate to the Democratic Convention, 203-333-9422. Denise Merrill unexpectedly decided that she was not going to run for another term, which left a crowded field of both Republicans and Democrats wanting the job because it's an open seat. There were five candidates, and they had to go through three rounds of ballots. Ultimately, Stephanie Thomas was chosen. First question, maybe this is a dumb one, but do delegates announce who they vote for, or is it by secret ballot?
No, we're polled by the chairman of the delegation. Our chairman was Mark Friedson, and you polled the delegation, and everyone cast their vote. And,
okay.
You know, you sort of – he checks out the ballot, and then he goes and registers it up front. So it's
Stephanie Thomas represents Westport as well as Wilton and Norwalk. Did she receive all of the votes from the Westport delegation? Do you know?
She did. She was our favorite daughter.
Okay.
And she did us proud.
Okay.
And she was sort of a long shot in this race. There was a lot of excitement. It was the last contest on Saturday of the convention. And she persevered and went over the threshold to become the endorsed party candidate. And I must tell you, her speech was really, really right on. I know we're at a very partisan convention where, you know, everyone's extolling the virtues of the party and the core values and everything else. But she really was focused not just on all the issues that we talk about, you know, whether it be taxes or women's rights or anything else. But she was also focused on the job of Secretary of State, which is a constitutional job that is really, really very critical for the for voters' rights and for the operations of businesses in the state. And she stayed right on target, talking about how she was there, and should she succeed, she works for the benefit of all citizens of Connecticut, not just Democrats, not just Republicans, but all. And that's what she was bringing to the job, was her experience in managing people and being able to do that. So she gave a great speech, and I think she swayed a lot of votes to get her there. There was, of course, the party was very concerned with having a lot of diversity in the ranks, but not just at the top of the ticket, but in the under ticket as well. And so there was a big contingent of Latinos that wanted representation there. And, there's going to be a primary.
That's what I wanted to know, because just because they qualify doesn't mean they have to do it. You know, you can always decide not to participate in a primary. Do you know for a fact that some of these other people are going to want to go ahead in primary?
I don't know for a fact, but I think both for the treasurer's position and for Secretary of State, there are a number of candidates who qualified. You needed 15% of the convention to automatically qualify.
Yes.
And I believe there's going to be a primary in August for both those things.
For
I think the Republicans are going to do the same thing. You know, that's the beauty of our democracy is that, you know, the party picks their puts their best foot forward and comes up with the endorsed party candidates, and it can be challenged.
So let me ask you this, Michael. Let me ask you this because we didn't get to Treasury yet. I want to get some of these names out. Eric Russell, it says, won the Democratic Party's endorsement for treasurer. But fellow candidates Karen Dubois-Walton and Dita Bargava had enough delegate votes to tee up a three-way primary in August. How did the Westport delegation vote for treasurer?
I believe, I'm not sure if it was unanimous, but it was close to unanimous for Dita Bargava, who is an investment banker from Greenwich. She's an Indian American. She ran before. She was very familiar with many of the delegates in the Westport contingent, and I think she got, if not all of them, most of them.
Okay. And so you think that's going to also be another primary contest? So now you're an experienced political hand, Michael Ray. So what happens now to the So what happens now with these candidates? How do they press their case to their own electorate for the primary?
Well, this is where the practical side of politics comes in, because you know, you're trying to inspire people to vote for you in the middle of the summer in a primary. And so a lot of it has to do with what kind of grassroots supports you could demonstrate, what kind of energy you have in your campaign, and of course it's boots on the ground. You have to get around to those areas where are more likely to vote, and generate that kind of support. So it's going to be a busy spring and summer for the candidates that do participate. I think the net effect is that the party is stronger as a result of the primary. I don't think it takes away anything from the rest of the ticket. I think, in fact, it enhances and excites the base to go out and vote in November, which is ultimately when you're going to decide.
That's an interesting point of view. Well, thank you, Michael Ray. Thanks for joining us, and we appreciate the bird's eye view. I guess you just love the process, don't you? You just love it.
Well, you know, I spent a big birthday up there at the state convention, much to the chagrin of my family, saying, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm doing what I enjoy the most."
Yeah, it is what you love the most. Michael Ray, thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Lisa.
We're going to be right back with Jennifer Hubbard of the Senior Paw Project when we return, 203-333-9422.